This is Linda Sorensen, Associate Director at the National Fragile X Foundation. I'm here to talk about some tips for preparing for Advocacy Day before you leave home. Like any travel, a little planning goes a long ways towards making you feel more prepared. First things first, please be sure you've registered for Advocacy Day. This is important because we use this information to schedule your appointments with your members of Congress staffers. We get started on this several weeks in advance of our Capitol Hill visits. Travel arrangements. If you're flying to D.C., please book your air travel to arrive no later than 11 a.m. on Tuesday to give yourself plenty of time to get to the training. Flights home on Wednesday should not be scheduled before 6 p.m. Please keep us informed if you need to leave Capitol Hill before 5 p.m. on Wednesday, so we do not schedule appointments for you late in the day. You might want to check into how to get from your arrival airport to the Advocacy Day Hotel. We posted information about public transportation for the Washington, D.C. area on our website, advocacy.fragilex.org. If you're driving, you might want to get directions and parking information online at the hotel's website. Hotel reservations. Please be sure to make them and also to confirm them. This is where the training will be held and most of our advocates stay. Okay, now it's time to start packing. It's a good idea to check the weather forecast for D.C. Temperatures can be anywhere from wintry weather to springtime conditions. I suggest you bring layers of clothing for the most flexibility. Attire for the training session and the around-the-town dinners can be comfortably casual. Dress for the visits to Capitol Hill, however, is definitely business attire. This means suits and ties, dresses or pants with jackets or skirts. Please be sure to bring comfortable and appropriate footwear. You'll be walking a lot, so this is not the time to break in that new pair of shoes. Photos. It's a good idea to bring photos of you and your family members to share during your Capitol Hill visits. Some advocates suggest bringing multiple copies with your name, children's names and ages written on the back to hand out during your appointment. A picture truly is worth a thousand words. Bring your camera. As photo taking is allowed in most locations, but we recommend you always ask permission first. Bring some business cards. We provided a template for you on our website so you can make your own. We suggest you bring at least 2 dozen cards. You'll be doing a lot of talking, so bring some breath mints or throat lozenges. Gum, however, is not a good idea in your meetings. Snacks. It's best to buy these once we are done with our special visit to the House of Representatives chamber visit on Wednesday morning. We've learned the hard way you cannot enter the House chambers with food or beverages, and there are plenty of places to buy them once we've concluded our visit. Please avail yourself of all the training podcasts and materials available online. This is important as some of this information will not be covered in the training. And you can also learn who else is coming from your state by posting a message on the Advocacy Day event page on Facebook. We will try to keep you informed about this as well. Okay, so here's what's going to happen during the training on Tuesday. You'll be seated with other advocates from your state with who you'll be attending your meetings on Wednesday. Please know that no one will be attending meetings by themselves. Everyone will have at least one partner in every meeting. During the training on Tuesday, you'll receive information about messaging. What should I say during my meetings? Technique. How should I say it? What topics should I not talk about? And follow-up. What should I do after the meeting is over? You'll have plenty of opportunity to practice your presentation and observe others modeling congressional meetings. You'll also receive your schedule for Wednesday, and these will include where you have to be, what time, a map of Capitol Hill to help you get from building to building, the phone number of each office you'll be visiting, and the name of the person you'll be meeting. Your state captain, who you'll decide upon during the training, will also pick up the leave-behind folders and follow-up forms that you'll need for each of your appointments. Tuesday concludes with our around-the-town dinners. We've organized a list of several nearby restaurants, and we ask that you sign up. We will be responsible for making reservations and assigning dinner captains. These will be Foundation staffers, board members, and public policy committee members. And we'll make sure that everyone who wants to go to a restaurant can get there. We strongly recommend that you avoid the temptation after dinner to stay up late in the bar that night. It can be a lot of fun, but it does make for being a less effective advocate on Wednesday. So if you have questions, again, we'll cover everything during the training. I'd like to recommend that you listen to our other podcast and be sure to visit our website, advocacy.fragilex.org, for the latest news and resources. I'm so glad you're joining us for Advocacy Day, and I know you'll find the experience rewarding. Thank you.